Turbulence on the Korean Peninsula. The North kills South Korean soldiers after firing hundreds of artillery shells at an island in the Yellow Sea.
The U.S. condemns the attack and pledges complete support for the defense of South Korea. World markets have reacted with alarm.
South Korea has declared an emergency. Sustained shelling by North Korea was answered with South Korean fighter jets and return artillery.
So-called routine South Korean war games become deadly real.
What's next? It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. Once again, it's the Korean tripwire that we awake to this morning, Tuesday, November 23rd. Let's stay with that dangerous situation unfolding right now in the Yellow Sea. Joining us now is Mark McDonald, South Korea correspondent for the International Herald Tribune and the New York Times. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, John. Nice to be with you again.
Are we clear on who or what started this?
Well, we were clear up until a few minutes ago when the North finally responded through its official news agency, saying that it was actually the South that fired first, and the North were merely responding with their own artillery fire.
And this was a pretty sustained exchange. What do we know about casualties at this point?
The exchange was lengthy, an hour or more. That's what we're hearing from the South. Two South Korean Marines were killed. These are the latest figures just updated a few minutes ago. 15 South Korean soldiers were injured, and apparently three civilians have been wounded as well.
And this was an island with about 1,500 or so inhabitants, and there's some talk that people are fleeing the island in the face of this artillery attack?
Yeah, we have our figures are that about 1,600 people live there, mostly fishermen, and they also have a garrison of about 1,000 Marines that's permanently stationed there. There are reports of people fleeing on fishing boats and ferries. But the island also has 19 bomb shelters, and they're quite well stocked, apparently. And some of the inhabitants of the island have apparently gone into the bomb shelters as well.
All right, keeping us updated on the situation of firing between North and South Korea this morning. That's Mark McDonald, South Korea correspondent for the International Herald Tribune and the New York Times. Stay with us, Mark.
Let's get a look at some of the other top stories this morning. Ireland's government is on the verge of collapse. A day after accepting a bailout from the European Union, Prime Minister Brian Cohen has called for an election early next year. A Taliban leader involved in secret peace talks with the Afghan government turns out it was reportedly an imposter. The New York Times reports the man posed as a senior Taliban leader while attending the high-level talks and was even paid by NATO officials. Pakistan has rejected a U.S. request to expand drone access to more of their country. And for the first time in the history of Iran, lawmakers in parliament there are openly calling for the impeachment of the president. They accuse President Ahmadinejad of exceeding his constitutional authority. That move comes as the regime faces domestic pressure over plans to gradually eliminate subsidies for fuel, food, and utilities.
And another tragedy out of South Asia, that story in Cambodia. Did you see it?
A festival stampede.
Killing more than 300 people. We'll have more on that later this morning. The U.S. government is also expected to raise its estimate on third quarter GDP growth to 2.3%. Could be positive news, but the markets are reacting to what's going on in Asia. Asian markets are mixed. European indices down. Futures for Wall Street are down. The Dow gets underway at 11,178. The S&P opens at 1,197. And the NASDAQ opens at 2,532. Later on in the hour, is affirmative action obsolete? We look at one state that's overturning its preference laws.
But we're going to get more on the developments coming out of the Korean Peninsula. Who fired first and exactly what was the result and what happens next? That discussion in a moment.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.